Melbourne, you are going to like this story. I love this story. There is a TikTok user called May Archie. She shared an image from a photo she took in New York after visiting an exhibition about the Beatles. So she was at an exhibition for the Beatles, uploaded the photo, and then unbelievably, the man walking behind or next to her on the zebra crossing, because she was even posing on a zebra crossing, like Abbey Road, the cover of Abbey Road with the four Beatles strolling across. Sir Paul McCartney is the stranger crossing the road, the zebra crossing with next to her. Isn't that amazing?
Was he going there?
To see his own exhibition.
He might have been like guest speaking or something.
So the way she captioned it, I'm taking pictures in NYC and realised when I got home, the Paul McCartney photobombed me. And he has. He's just strolling. And she probably didn't even know that until she looked back at the photo.
What year would that have been?
I think it's pretty present. He's got a few greys.
This year.
Yeah.
It's on TikTok. It's not 1974.
Well, that's what I thought. You said with the Beatles, I thought it might have been like a long time ago I was getting a bit shocked because I invented photobombing. So I was going to say, well, couldn't have been back then. Because I invented photobombing.
I've only been here for a week and a bit. I didn't know this.
No.
What is this about?
Well, it's not true.
Back in 1995, I was I used to sell pizzas at Waverley Park, Nick. Yep. Hot pizza. I was a peep for Pizza Hut. And I used to sneak down into the rooms after the game, because that's what you do when you're a kid. And I was all but 14, and the North Melbourne Footy Club had won the ANZAC Cup. And I was in the rooms after the game. And Mick Martin was getting a photo taken of his medal, and I photobombed him. And I've put it up on Instagram a couple of years ago as a hashtag photobomb pioneer trendsetter.
There is no disputing that is Fev doing that.
Yeah.
But the dispute lies in the first ever person to pop up behind someone on camera.
First ever.
I reckon the second photo had a photobomber in it. Like they got the first photo and the second one, you know, the old cover over the head and the... And yet, there'd be somebody doing the rabbit ears.
You are saying, because Fev has been telling me this for the years, that he started the first photo
bomb.
Proof
in the pudding.
No, we found back in Sepia from the 1900s, the first photo bomb. Haven't we got, that photo somewhere, Leon?
No, that wasn't a photo
bomb. Insta.
It's up on our Insta too. So, no, but I just think the 80s was full of, all I feel like when I was a kid was I saw Bruce McAvaney or Sandy Roberts standing doing a report at the footy and kids jumping around behind. I don't think you were the first. I think you were one of many. I mean, I'm not taking away from you. You did photopomb, and not everybody does that.
I don't know if I photopombed it, but I might have bombed it.